now. The Crowded Void, starring Bartlett Robinson. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Your attention, please. Pacific Central Airways announced the immediate departure of southbound flight 17 for Los Angeles. Now loading at gate number 2.
I stood on the ramp at San Francisco Airport and watched my passengers spring out to the plane. And the telegram in my jacket pocket felt like a sheet of lead. Usually it made me proud to think that these strangers would trust their lives to me in the blackness overhead. Tonight, I was scared.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, Mel.
I've got our Los Angeles weather.
Oh, how is it? Not much better than it is here. Fog and drizzle, 500-foot ceiling, lowering half a mile visibility, extreme turbulence.
Anything else?
Yeah, they got planes stacked up to 5,000 feet over L.A. International waiting to land.
Oh, brother.
Apache wants to know if you're going to cancel.
Well, I'd sure hate to.
I know. You heard anything more?
No, not since the telegram. I should never have taken this flight.
Oh, look, Sam, you didn't know when you left L.A. that she was...
I shouldn't have left her.
There's no use beating yourself for it now.
Yes, and there's no use bouncing around over L.A. with a plane full of passengers. Well, we'll cancel for a while and wait it out here until the traffic thins out.
Captain Bradley of Pacific Central Airlines.
You have Charlie tell the passengers.
Captain Bradley of Pacific Central Airlines.
Hey, that's me.
You have a long-distance call in the dispatcher's desk. A long-distance call.
Yes, I'm coming.
For Captain Bradley. Northern Airlines passenger, R.C. Essler, please report...
Now, here you are, Captain. It's Los Angeles.
Thanks.
Hello?
Silas, this is Dr. Lambert.
Yes, Doctor.
Is my wire?
Yes.
When are you getting in, son?
Well, I don't know. We're canceling the flight. The weather's all socked in down there, Doctor.
Oh.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, she's in labor. I'm with her now.
Is she all right? Doctor, she'll pull through, won't she?
She's afraid she won't. She's afraid she'll die, Sam, without seeing you. Now you get down there to Sergeant as soon as you can.
Yes, yes. Can I talk to her?
Well, all right.
Sam?
Oh, Jeannie, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have left.
It's all right, darling. Just a storm caught a tailwind. Sam, I'm scared. I'm so scared.
Jeannie.
What if I never see you again? Oh, darling, get here quick. Please, get here.
I'll be there. You hang on. I'll be there. Dispatcher?
Yes, sir?
Flight 17 will go out on schedule.
This is the last call from Pacific Central Airlines, flight number 17 for Los Angeles. All aboard, please.
Hi, Sam. Is we is or is we ain't?
We'll go, Sally. Where's Mel?
In the cockpit. Sam, would you stop and talk to the woman in seat 11 with the baby?
Hmm? Oh. All right. Why, first flight?
Yes, she's terrified. Her name's Gordon.
Okay. Oh, pardon me, sir. Excuse me, may I get through, please? Well, Mrs. Gordon?
Hmm? Yes?
Well, what's this little character's name? Hi there, Butch.
A little girl, Captain. Her name's Nita.
Yes, she sure is cute. Hey, Nita.
She likes you, Captain. Do you have children?
No, not yet. My wife's expecting now.
Oh?
She lost the first one. Look at that yawn.
She's not about to let an airplane ride interfere with her sleep. Captain... Are we going in this fog?
Why, sure. It's perfectly okay. Well, good night, Nita. You sleep tight. Oh, Mrs. Gordon.
Yes?
Don't worry.
All right, Captain. Thank you.
You bet. Now, Sally.
Yes, sir.
Come on forward, please. You're right. That woman's scared to death. Keep an eye on her.
It's going to be rough over L.A.
All right, Sam.
And you'd better get dinner cleared away by the time we make Paso Robles.
I'll start serving as soon as we're off.
Sam, the dispatcher's on with the 9 o'clock weather.
Oh, hand me my headset, huh?
Right.
Baker's field reports ceiling 500, 1 mile visibility. Los Angeles weather. Los Angeles International, now 300 feet, 1/4 mile visibility, light drizzle. Situation deteriorating, extreme turbulence. Pacific Central.
Not so good, Sam. You're going to cancel? Nope. Let's crank them up. Well, what do you say? Number three, prop clear. Turning, number three. Edge blade, switch and boost on. Bring in mixture on number three.
Right.
Number four, clear.
Clear.
Turning number four.
Pacific Central 462. This is your dispatcher.
This is Pacific Central 462. Go ahead.
462. San Francisco Center advises possible delay over Los Angeles due to weather. Extremely heavy airway traffic. Do you wish to cancel?
Sam, you catch that?
Tell him negative. We're going.
Negative. 462 departing on schedule. Out.
Robinson, Act Two of The Crowded Boy.
It's awful rough out there. You think tired, Sam?
No, I'm okay.
Hey, what's the matter?
I forgot to make our South Harbor position report.
Now relax, boss. I made it.
Oh. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight.
I do. Jeannie will be okay, Sam.
I hope so, man.
I have us at Malibu intersection in 30 seconds. We're 4 minutes late.
Okay. Call Los Angeles approach control.
Roger. Los Angeles approach control. This is Pacific Central 462. Over.
This is Los Angeles approach control. Go ahead.
This is 462. Over Malibu intersection at 2255. 8,000 feet. Instrument flight plan to Los Angeles International. Estimate Los Angeles at 2302. You have an approach clearance for us? Over.
Negative. Hold on the Los Angeles range. Maintain 8,000 feet until further instructions.
Out. Oh, no. Ask him how long we'll have to wait. Okay, sir. Approach control, this is Pacific Central 462. You give me an estimate on how long we'll have to hold. Over.
462, at least 20 minutes delay. Request you hold your radio transmissions to a minimum. There are five other commercial airliners and a flight of Air Force jets back below you. Out.
I guess he told us 20 minutes. I'm sorry, Sam.
Yeah. Well, at least we're in line.
Rough.
Better put on the seatbelt light, Mel.
Been on for 5 minutes.
What? Oh, thanks.
Sam. Sam, how long until we land?
About 20 minutes more. Why, have you got a date?
Oh, Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sally. What's the trouble?
It's Mrs. Gordon.
Mrs. Gordon?
The woman with the baby. She wants to speak to you. She knows we're late and the rough air doesn't help, and now the baby senses it and it's howling its head off. The others are getting nervous, too, and I just can't handle it.
Well, take it easy, Sally. Mel, go on back.
Yes, sir.
No, Sam. You. She wants to talk to the captain.
She wants me to leave the cockpit now? Don't be silly.
Please, Sam. Please.
Go on back, Sam. I can handle
it. I know you can, but... Okay, Mel. But hold our assigned altitude. You wait here, Sally, until you get over to yourself.
Well, here, what's this?
Now, what's the matter, Nita?
What do you suppose is the matter? She's scared to death.
Now, Mrs. Gordon, why don't you let the stewardess take her and give her some warm milk?
No.
We're going to crash. I want her with me.
Mrs. Gordon, nobody's going to crash.
How do you know? You don't even know where we are. We're lost, that's what.
Mrs. Gordon, if we were lost, you think I'd be back here with you?
Well, no. Oh, Captain, I'm sorry. But when you talked to me before, you seemed worried yourself, and I got thinking about it.
Well, you thought I was bothered about the weather?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't that. I'll tell you why I looked worried. My wife is in the hospital having a baby right this minute. The doctor called me just before we took off.
How awful. And you're flying anyway?
Well, she's in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles?
Yes.
And that's why we came?
What do you mean?
That's why we came, isn't it, Captain? You wouldn't have tried it otherwise, would you?
Mrs. Gordon, this is a scheduled flight. My wife's condition has nothing to do with it.
It does, too. You're afraid for it. You brought us with you. Now we're all going to be killed. You have no right to do this.
I can take care of it. I'll try to get everybody to take care of it.
Well, you'd better, Sally. I don't know how much more I can take tonight.
Oh, Mel wants to attack it. Something's gone wrong down below.
Yeah, Mel, what's wrong?
Put on your headset. We got trouble.
What?
Air Force Jet 439. Enemy Air Force Jet is a flight at 7,000. Holding on station radio. Do you read me? Over.
He's been trying to contact a flight of F-100 for 5 minutes.
At 7,000? We're still holding 8?
Yes, sir. Listen.
Attention all aircraft holding on Los Angeles range. We've lost contact with a flight of 3 F-100 jets holding at 7,000 on Los Angeles radio. All aircraft above 7,000 maintain
ground
altitude until further advised.
Oh, Mel, we've had it. They can't get them out of there until they contact them. They'll never clear us through a flight of jets.
Clear us through them? I hope to tell you they won't. If they do, I get out and walk.
Ask approach control for the estimated delay.
Sam, how is he going to know until he contacts the jet? Ask him. You're the boss. Los Angeles approach control. This is Pacific Central 462. You have an estimated approach time for us. Over.
This is approach control. Negative. Delay is indefinite. Repeat. The delay is indefinite. Indefinite. Indefinite.
Indefinite. It couldn't be indefinite. Give me a time. Something to wait for. Don't just say indefinite. Suppose I let down anyway. The big sky. They're fast and I'm slow, but it's a big sky. What are the odds? What are Jeannie's odds?
Oh, darling, get here. Please get here quick. Please get here.
I'll be there, Jeannie. You just hang on. I'll be there.
Sam! Hey, Sam, what's wrong?
I got the control.
No, no, Sam, let me.
I got with
them. Tell them I'm letting down.
You what?
Get your hands off. Tell them.
Approach control, this is 462. We're... Sam, we can't.
Tell him.
This is 462. We're commencing descent from 8,000. Out.
In again. 462, 462. Maintain your altitude. Do not descend. There is jet traffic at 7,000. Do you read me?
Start the landing checkoff lift. We can't do it, Sam. Those jets don't cover us.
Checkoff lift.
Mixtures, full width. Mixtures, full width. Carburetor air direct. Carburetor air direct. Throttles coming back. Throttles coming back.
Bartlett Robinson, Act 3 of The Crowded Void.
Air Force Jet 439. Any Air Force Jet at 7,000.
What's her altitude?
7,500
feet.
Clear the
pattern. Sam, you just can't do it. Dropping into a flight of F-100s and this monster to run a fire and suck it. Just
reading
my altitude.
462, what is your altitude? Are you descending?
Don't answer him. And keep your eyes open, Mel. Keep my eyes open? I can't even see our wingtip. Sam, for the last time, you're at 7,300 feet. 300 feet more and we'll be in them. Close my cowl flap.
Yeah, landing?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Altitude, Mel. 7,200, oh, brother.
Sam, I tried the sedative on that woman. It worked. Mrs. Gordon, the baby, the other passengers, they're all as calm as clams now.
What? What did you say?
Mrs. Gordon and the baby and the other passengers are just as calm.
7,100.
Mrs. Gordon, the baby, the passengers. Mrs. Gordon, the baby, the passengers. 47 human beings. 49 counting Mel and Sally. They're depending on me. And I'm gambling their lives. Down there somewhere beneath those lost screaming jets, one human being depending on me. The odds? They're too great.
Mel!
Yeah, Sam?
Give me climbing power, quick!
Bring in climbing power.
Let's get up out of here. Oh, let's get up out of here.
Altitude 71.
Go! You hear that, Sam?
Yes, I heard.
Jeannie, darling, hang on for a little while longer. Hang on, Jeannie. I'll get there as soon as I can.
Pacific
Central Airlines announces the arrival of flight number
17
from San Francisco.
You taxied up to the ramp, Mel. I've had it. Just follow that last jet.
Okay, Skipper.
Pacific Central 462, this is Los Angeles Towers. Is your captain's name Bradley, Sam Bradley?
Uh-oh. There goes your license, Sam. Mine too, probably.
No, no, not yours. Just answer it.
Affirmative.
I have a man waiting at your flat with a message. No message.
Message? It's Jeannie. I know it. I'm going back. You shut her down, Mel. Oh, pardon me, sir. Please, ma'am, will you excuse me? Move, will you, please?
It was a nice landing, Captain.
I'm sorry. Let me through, please.
Hey, you from approach control?
Yes, Captain Bradley.
Yes.
Captain, I'm sorry. I blew my top at you on the radio. Everybody is jittery tonight. We thought you said you were letting down.
There's a message.
They said you had a message. Oh, yeah, the hospital call.
Yes.
You got a little boy. 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
What about my wife?
Well, now, take it easy, Captain. Take it easy. She's all right.
She's all right. Are you positive?
Well, that's what the man said.
She's all right.
Sally, she's all right. Help. Mrs. Gordon, she had a little boy, and she's all right.
Oh, I'm so glad. You were frantic about her, weren't you?
Oh, gosh, I guess so.
And I had to be so silly. I'm sorry, really, I am.
No, no, Mrs. Gordon, you were all right.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. But I'm glad we came.
Yes, Mrs. Gordon. I'm glad you came, too.